For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Red silk globes with golden tassels dangle from enormous oak trees already draped in Spanish moss. Magnolia Plantation and Gardens is getting ready to blossom this winter with an ancient Chinese tradition. Dozens of craftsmen from Zigong, China are busy building intricate displays of all shapes and sizes, bringing their country's Lantern Festival to life for the first time in Charleston.
So Chinese Lantern Festival has more than 2,000 years of history.
Joy Ling is the International Project Supervisor and Translator. She says the festival dates back to the Tang Dynasty and initially began with simple lantern sets of spheres and cylinders, typically red for good luck.
And after that, Lantern Festival became one of the most important elements for Chinese holidays, especially for New Year.
Now the festival features gigantic dragons, like the one Hong Jingdong is decorating. He carefully secures blue and white chinaware to the steel frame with thread, pulling it tightly and layering the plates to give dimension to the dragon's scales.
I've been working in this industry for more than 20 years, and this dragon is one of the largest dragons I ever have my hands on.
At 200 feet long, the beast is made of 4 tons of steel, 100,000 yards of thread, and enough chinaware to serve more than 8,000 people a three-course meal. Jingdong knows chinaware all too well.
Before I start doing designing for lantern set, I'm a salesman to sell chinaware back in China.
Like other artisans, he grew up around lantern makers and wanted to travel.
This is Guirong, and she's the leader of our silkwork team.
Guizhong used to be a tailor and fashion designer. Now she dresses lanterns.
And
I will put some glue on the metal and the steel, and then put different color silk fabric on the surface.
Elaborate silk flowers, trees, and animals will glow from within once the switch is flipped on 23 displays across 9 acres. It's the first time Magnolia will open at night. And for its executive director, Tom Johnson, perhaps that's a good thing.
The reality of how big this was did not hit me until we got everything set up and got to looking at the power it was going to take to run this.
He says it will cost $25,000 a month just for the generators. But that's not all that's raising eyebrows. There's one creature the Chinese team is extremely concerned about, the American alligator.
Our workers have to go into the water. So Tom was asking, what?
Magnolia's public relations and marketing manager, Herb Frazier, breaks out the golf cart for this part of the tour.
Let's look. Some more for the gator.
The lantern team wanted to create something special for America's oldest garden.
So somewhere in here is the alligator.
So it pieced together the prehistoric creature in a first-of-its-kind design.
I see the gator. It's under that branch.
Oh, I see it too.
Yeah.
It is lifelike, especially the eyes, which, like the real thing, will light up at night. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.